Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, just a week from today is Christmas. There aren't many more days left. So if you haven't already done so, you'd better hurry into your Kroger store and place an order for your Kroger turkey. Yes, your Kroger store is where you'll find the season's finest turkeys. And if you place your order early, you'll be sure of getting one of these top-quality birds in the exact size you want. This year, be sure your family enjoys the pick of the flock. For an extra special Christmas dinner, be sure a Kroger turkey is roasting in your oven 1 week from today. Man, oh man, what a treat. Kroger turkeys are plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock-full of fresh flavor. A flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Kroger turkeys are outstandingly superior because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in the best turkey-growing areas. Because they're scientifically fed for flavor. They're expertly dressed and carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. Finally, they're Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger price on these fine birds is so low, it will actually help you save money. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Ask your Kroger meat man to reserve a Kroger turkey for you. Place your order now and be sure of the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang's recent actions have worried his young wife, Nora, to a point where she had to talk to her father about him. In turn, her father phoned Penny Gibbs to see if she knew where he could get in touch with Freddie, who has been disappearing for long hours at a time the past few days. But Penny didn't know where Freddie was. The reason being that Freddie was then with Helen Burroughs, and that's where he is now, in a cafe at the Rossville waterfront. Freddie is saying,
"Now look, Helen, I know you said you didn't want to see me until I had the $1,000 you want, but I had to see..."
"But nothing, Freddie. Because nothing's what you came down here with, so get out and get that dough."
"Now, wait, Helen. Be a good sport for a change, will you? I came down here looking for you because, well, I want to make a deal."
"Yeah? What kind of deal?"
"Look, I can get enough money together right now to buy you train fare back to New York."
"That ain't no $1,000, lover boy. You get..."
"Now, just wait a minute. Let me finish. You get out of town now, like a good girl, and I'll send you the $100 a month for 10 months.
"Just how silly can you get?"
"I'll send you the money. I promise
Look,
I will."
"Look, you. All I got out of you since I came here is a few bucks and a lot of talk. Well, I want less talk and more dough."
"I'll give you the $1,000.
"Well, don't talk about it. Do it."
"I don't have it now. It's going to take me a lot of time to get it. Now, please, Helen, do me a favor, will you? I'll send you the $1,000. I promise."
"I can't eat on a promise. And a promise is nothing but talk, and I'm getting sick of talk."
"But I keep telling you, Helen, I just don't have that much money. Now, what do you want me to do? Rob a bank?"
"Hey, that might not be a bad idea."
"Oh, why don't you get..."
"I guess you've forgotten all your big talk a couple of years ago. How you were going to be a big shot. Get a pile of dough no matter how you had to get it. Remember?"
"Yeah, I remember. Should have had my head examined, too."
"Yeah, I should have had mine examined for listening to you. I don't know why I strung along with you when I could have had any guy in the gang."
"Yeah. Where's the rest of the gang now? Bill Carver and all the rest of them. They're in jail."
"Yeah, but they'll be getting out pretty soon. Pete and Bozo and a couple of others. And they was doing what they said they was going to do. Getting into the big time where the money was big."
"Sure. They'll try for the big time again and again. Whenever they get out, they will some more. Where are they going to wind up? In jail again. Or maybe they'll be in the morgue with a few police slugs weighing them down.
At least when they get out, they won't forget their friends." "I better don't get the slough off from them. I'm beginning to get from you."
"Now look, when they get out, you can mix with them all you want to. That's your funeral, not mine. And I'm not sloughing you off either. I told you I'd get you that $1,000. But I've got to have time."
"And while you take your time, I starve. Now, look, farmer boy. From now on, I don't want no more talk from you. Just action. Action and $1,000.
But, Helen,
no,
I just don't
No more talk, I said. Next time you come my way, come with the goods, Freddie, darling. Or I'll be coming your way. And I don't think you'll like that very much."
brought a letter.
Oh, he did, did he?
Yes, Aunt Penny. And he says it's for my grandma.
Oh, Julie, maybe this is the news we've been waiting for. Maybe he's found out where we can get in touch with you, Mother.
Oh, I hope so, Aunt Penny. What does Grandma say?
Well, darling, I'll have to open it and read it before I know that.
Will you read it to me?
You bet I will, Julie. Let's see now.
What does it say? Read it, Aunt Penny. Not with just your eyes, but so I can hear, too.
Well, now, let's see. Let me see now. The letter says that, your grandma's finally found out where your mother is. She's working in a restaurant in Olympia, Washington. And the address is 1919 Sheridan Road.
Oh, we found my mommy! We found my mommy!
Oh, yes, Julie, we have. I guess I'm just as happy as you are about it. But look, darling, we haven't really contacted her as yet. And it still may not be possible.
Why not?
Well, your grandma says that Peg may have moved on from this place in Olympia, Washington. But, let's see, she says, since this is her last known address, if she has moved on, there's a chance she might have left a forwarding address. Here's hoping you'll be able to catch up with her. My best to you and your family, and to my darling granddaughter, Julie. Sincerely, Jane Brennan.
Oh, maybe I see Mommy soon.
Oh, darling, I hope so. As a matter of fact, I think I'll wire her right away, because the sooner your mother comes for you, the sooner we can do something about those screen tests of yours.
Mommy won't be mad because I'm going to be in the movies, will she?
No, darling, she sure won't. Matter of fact, she'll probably be thrilled to death. Yep, when she gets here, we'll all have a wonderful reunion. And then you and your mother will both go to Hollywood.
Aunt Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Will I have to leave here?
Why, yes, Julie. You'll have to if you want to be in the movies.
Oh, I do. But I don't want to leave you, Aunt Penny.
Oh, darling, you'll have to because I must stay here.
I don't want to go away from you, Aunt Penny. You're so nice.
Oh, Julie, I'm glad you think so. And you're very nice. And I'll miss you.
You don't want me to go away, do you?
No, Julie, I wouldn't want you to go away just to be going somewhere else. But to go to Hollywood and be in the movies, I certainly want you to go away for that.
But Aunt Penny, it's so much fun here. Everybody's so nice to me. And the children at school are fun. They play lots of wonderful games.
Well, darling, in Hollywood, you'll go to school where the children play lots of wonderful games, too.
But it won't be the same, not without you. I don't want to go away, not without you.
Julie, listen to me a minute. Look, darling, this is a wonderful chance. You get to be famous. You get to be rich. You have all the things every little girl wants. And I'll be proud of you, Julie. I'll see you in the movies and I'll say, I know that little girl. That's Julie Martin. She used to live with me. And then I'll write to you and ask you for your autograph.
You're silly, Aunt Penny. You never want my autograph.
No, sir. You just wait and see. And after you've been in Hollywood a little while and made a wonderful picture, thousands of people will write to you for your autograph.
Honest?
Honest. And then you'll live in a big, beautiful house and know lots of other movie stars. And, well, maybe sometime you'll let me come and see you, would you? Yes, darling, I'd love to, and I will. But first, you have to promise you like going to Hollywood. Oh, Julie, go for me. It'll be the most marvelous thing for you.
All right, Aunt Penny, I'll go. But you have to promise you'll come to see me, will you?
You bet I will. And, aren't you excited about seeing your mother soon?
Oh, I can't wait, Aunt Penny.
I bet you can't. And I'd better not wait to send her that telegram, either. I'll probably miss her by just a few hours. And maybe she won't even have left a forwarding address.
Can you really fix it, Uncle Freddy?
Well, I'm trying to, Julie. Now, if I can just get this steel pin back in place, I think maybe this wheel is going to stay on.
I'm sorry I broke it, Uncle Freddy. I didn't mean to.
Oh, I know you didn't mean to, Julie. It's okay. Oh, things like this are always coming apart.
I wish I could help.
I think I'm getting it now, though. Oh, somebody up at the front door. Penny's busy and Nora's downtown. Want to go up and answer it, Julie?
Oh, yeah.
Good. A couple more licks of this and I'll either have the thing fixed up for you or it's never going to work again.
Oh, I'm coming.
Oh. Hiya, kid. You in the house all alone?
Oh, no. Lots of people are here.
Lots of the right people, I hope. Who's around?
Well, Well, there's the baby and Uncle Jed and Aunt Penny and Uncle Freddy and...
Who is it?
A lady, Uncle Freddy.
Tell him the lady is Helen Burroughs and he'll get a laugh out of it.
She says to tell you the lady is Helen Burroughs and you'll laugh. You're laughing, but I don't hear Uncle Freddy doing anything.
Say, Julie, go on in the kitchen. See if you can help Aunt Penny with anything. Will you? I'll take care of the lady from here on.
All right, Uncle Freddy. Glad to have met you, Miss Burroughs. But I still didn't hear Uncle Freddy laugh.
Well, maybe he's lost his sense of humor, kid.
Yes, and maybe you've lost your mind.
I think you've lost yours. Hey, the idea of putting on your hat and coat.
The idea is that we're going to get out of here.
Well, maybe you are, but I'm not. I've come to pay a little social call on the missus.
Well, it's just my luck and your misfortune that she isn't here. Now, come on. We're getting out of here. Go on.
Do you have to pull me?
I'd like to pull you apart for a stunt like this.
Oh, boy, are you burning.
Come on. I'm going to get away from the front of this house before Nora comes up the street.
You sure want to keep me away from her, don't you?
That's the only reason I don't wring your neck right here and now on the sidewalk. I don't want Nora to know I ever met a dame like you.
You better not forget it, though, brother, and you better not forget about that thousand.
How many times am I going to have to listen to that line?
Not many more times, Freddy. Because I'm going to give you just 24 hours to get me that money, or I'll take matters into my own hands.
What do you mean by that? Why are you...
Don't you lay a hand on me, Freddy Lang.
I'd like to see you...
Tough, aren't you? With somebody half as big as you. Well, get me that thousand by this time tomorrow. I'll cut you down to my size.
Helen, I told you I just can't get it that soon.
That'll be just too bad, won't it? Get the money, Freddy. Get it up. Or I'll do something that'll get you down.
I went out to the living room to get Uncle Freddy the way you said, but he was gone.
Gone? Well, that's funny, Julie.
Maybe he went away with that lady. No, I don't think so. He didn't seem very glad to see her.
Julie, what lady?
Helen Burroughs. She said Uncle Freddy...
Helen Burroughs?
Aunt Penny. He dropped a plate and it broke.
Yes, darling, I know. Look, Julie, you're sure her name was Helen Burroughs?
Yes, that's what she said it was. And Uncle Freddy looked mad at her. Is she bad, Aunt Penny?
Well, Julie, she's not very nice. It's the things she does that are bad.
So Helen Burroughs has made a determined and final demand for the $1,000. What will Helen do if Freddy doesn't have the money by this time tomorrow? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. My, how time flies. Think of it, next Thursday is Christmas. And here's an important question. Have you placed your order for your Kroger Christmas turkey? If you place your order now, you'll be sure of the exact size bird you want. And you'll be sure of top quality, too, because your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys. Plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds, carefully selected by critical experts to assure top quality. These birds are just bursting with flavor. You see, they're raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more plump, more juicy. And they're expertly dressed, clean as a whistle and ready for the oven. So visit your Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Christmas turkey. See your Kroger meat man early to get the exact size you want. And next Thursday, you'll be saying you never tasted a more tender, more delicious bird. And remember, these fine birds are Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price actually helps you save. So don't delay. Place your order now. This year, be sure you get a really fine turkey. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.